Couch Base Capella. Database as a service is flexible, full featured, and fully managed with built-in access via key value, SQL, and full text search. Flexible JSON documents align to your applications and workloads. Build faster with blazing fast in-memory performance and automated replication and scaling while reducing cost. Capella has the best price performance of any fully managed document database. Visit couchbase.com/screaminginthecloud to try Capella today for free and be up and running in 3 minutes with no credit card required. Couchbase Capella, make your data sing.
Welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's get right to it. Amazon Aurora Serverless V2 is generally available. It's serverless, but scales down to still costing you tens of dollars a month minimum isn't really what I consider serverless. Amazon Lightsail load balancers now support automatic HTTPS redirects and configurable TLS security policy. The more I look at Lightsail, the more convinced I am that it's simply a pricing and packaging wrapper around existing longstanding AWS services. This does give me optimism for what the future of AWS might look like. Amazon SES V2 now supports email size of up to 40 megabytes for inbound and outbound emails by default. Yet Gmail will still only support attachments of up to 25 megabytes. That'll be fun for some customers to troubleshoot. AWS Control Tower now supports Python 3.9 runtime. I've already updated to it. Ideally, AWS will now stop emailing me about outdated Lambda functions that an SCP prevents me from updating. AWS Launch Wizard now provides guided deployment of Microsoft Exchange Server. Much like Microsoft Exchange itself, wizards were all the rage back in the Middle Ages. Use IAM to control access to a resource based on the account, OU, or organization that contains the resource. Ooh, finally, the ability to easily express anything inside of my AWS organization, but nobody outside of it, in IAM. Implementing macOS build agents into Team City using Amazon EC2 Mac instances. People point out that the EC2 Mac instances aren't economically sound. In isolation, they're correct. But what that position misses is that being able to manage them with the same tools as the rest of your estate and not stuff hardware under people's desks adds value, and that value far exceeds the cost of a Mac Mini. Amazon MSK Serverless now generally available. No more capacity planning for your managed Kafka clusters. Yeah, its pricing page states that with MSK Serverless, you pay an hourly rate for your serverless clusters and an hourly rate for each partition that you create. If that's serverless, then IBM Cloud is a real cloud.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
New AWS wavelength zone in Toronto, the first in Canada. At last, Canada is on the same wavelength. Multi-user secrets rotation for Amazon RDS. Secrets Manager is worth the money for secrets that require large-scale coordinated rotation of credentials. Look into it if that's you. Announcing Amazon CloudWatch for Ray. Do you think that maybe AWS services have gotten a bit too specific? No, replies the team as they busily prepare for the launch of Amazon CloudWatch for Sharon. And finally, extend your pre-commit hooks with AWS CloudFormation Guard, and it taught me something valuable, specifically that pre-commit framework. See, the trouble with Git hooks, at least the pre-commit hooks for me, have always been that they don't go with the repository. They don't convey. What the pre-commit framework does is provides a multi-language package manager for your pre-commit hooks, meaning that sharing those things between members of your team and outside the repository itself just got a hell of a lot easier. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.